Well, we've moved over from the KS Ordo Greenhouse over to the KS Ordo Kitchen, where we are thrilled to say good morning, Chef John Ash.
Good morning, Steve Garner.
How are you this morning?
Good, good.
Got all your holiday shopping done?
No. You know, I don't know.
I ask you that every year.
I know. Part of it is I don't know what to give people. It's like nobody needs anything.
Now write them a check.
Right.
Or give certificates.
That's a good idea.
And gift certificates are actually very good, too.
You know, but I saw a statistic about it's something like less than half of the gift certificates, gift cards get cashed. You know, I think people set them aside probably with the intention of cashing them, but they don't get cash.
Gosh, I am so guilty of that.
Are you?
I have a folder of gift certificates that people have given me. I bet some of them are 5 years old.
Can you recycle them?
No, I want to see if them. I mean, the merchants are still in business. I think they would still honor it.
I know, but could you give that gift to somebody else?
Oh, I could re-gift it.
Re-gift, yeah.
Well, there's an idea. You wrote a wonderful article that appeared in the Wednesday Press Democrat about sauces.
Yes.
And I have the article here and some great photography by John Burgess. The miso lime cream sauce tops local ling cod on a bed of spinach from Chef John Ash in Santa Rosa.
So, you know, John Burgess caught that ling cod.
He did?
Yeah.
The photographer?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't, oh, he is a fisherman, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, it looks luscious.
Yeah.
And is this your hand or is this pouring the sauce on?
I think maybe that's his hand.
Well, it's beautiful. And this is in cast iron. Is it looks like cast iron pan?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you cooked it in the oven?
Yeah.
So this is this is one of the sauces, the Asian-inspired sauce. And then on the other page, there is an Asian peanut sauce, an Asian butter sauce, Asian peanut sauce, and a miso lime cream sauce, and a yum-yum sauce. What is a yum-yum sauce?
It's Japanese-based. It's basically a mayonnaise ketchup kind of concoction.
I like all those
things. It's really good, yeah.
And a little sesame seed oil in there, too. Some rice vinegar, a little paprika and garlic powder. This is a multi-purpose sauce, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This would be good for French fries.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, I like this. So thematically, you mentioned to me before we got on the air that you're dividing this into several different features.
A couple of different features, yeah. So the one that got published was, were the Asian variations. So at some point soon we'll do sauces from the rest of the world. But I gave you the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
So with Latin sauces and all of that
this
stuff.
This is a spectacular package that you sent me and that we're posting on the KS Ordo Good Food Hour. Did you really learn about sauces when you staged in Europe and France many years ago in the beginning of your
career?
Well,
we all have done sauces. I mean, anything is a sauce. But it's the reason why we love sauces so much. And it's the French who really refined it. They have volumes of recipes for great sauces and things like that. But anything can be a sauce. I mean, if you think about in Asia, in Latin America, there are all kinds of things that can qualify as a sauce. And basically, the sauce is there just to enhance the dish, to make it look pretty, to do all of that stuff. So,
but sometimes I think the sauce is the star of the dish.
I think so, too. You can take something pretty bland and make it spectacular by putting a great sauce on it.
And maybe if the technique of cooking the protein or vegetable is not really up to par, the sauce can kind of hide some of those defects, too,
exactly.
Don't you think?
You got it.
And I think, thank you. Let me just mention these wonderful sauces that you have gifted us with today, John. The Asian butter sauce, which we just mentioned. The Asian peanut sauce, which those appeared in the article. And what about, here's the balsamic glaze for grilled or pan-seared fishes and meats. Just drizzle that on. Yes. And these are simple.
It's very simple. So this is kind of a reduction of balsamic vinegar and with a little sugar and lemon juice added to it. And you reduce it down so that it makes a glaze. And you can drizzle it on, paint it on, anything. You could put it on your beloved.
So balsamic vinegar, oftentimes I've seen the stores, are really expensive. How much should we spend on a balsamic vinegar?
Well, for this you shouldn't buy one of those that are really, you know, handmade and all of that stuff. Just buy, the brands that I think of are like Molinari, which is pretty inexpensive that you can find in most markets and things like that. But it also comes from Italy.
So it's legit.
And it'll say on the bottle, condiment, as opposed to vinegar. And the condiment means it's made in a hurry.
Okay.
You know, so
condiment's the word you want to look at.
That's the one you want to look for this, because you're going to put some other things in it and reduce it down. And it would be a shame to do a $60 a bottle.
Since it's not going to be the star of the show,
no.
It's just a part of the sauce itself.
Yeah.
Here's chimichurri sauce. That's kind of exploded. I would say, let's look at the last 15, 20 years of sauces. Everybody's doing chimichurri sauce.
Yeah, don't you think it's because they'd like to say it?
Well, part of that it rolls off the tongue really well. But it seems to just come out of nowhere. But it had its origins in South America.
Yeah, Argentina and Uruguay. And as the point I make in the article is that there are as many variations of that as there are people who make it. And basically, it's an herb sauce that goes on things with some shallot and capers and a little chili. And so it's the kind of thing that everybody has their own variation of it.
So you can customize it.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that it probably arrived from Basque, the region of Spain, and then to Argentina and made it north. So our leaves are parsley, cilantro, and oregano leaves, some capers, shallot, some pepper, garlic. And do you make these by hand, or you put these in a blender or a food processor? What's your preference?
You can do it in a food processor. Traditionally, it's made by hand because if you do it in a food processor, you know, it's so powerful that it very quickly, unless you're really adept at using your food processor, it turns it into kind of mush.
Oh.
And the idea of this is that you want a little texture to it. So if you do it by hand, you're more likely to get the texture you want. But if you want to do it in your food processor,
you can.
Go ahead.
Then there's a classic Romesco sauce. This is one of those mother sauces, almost, it seems like.
Yeah, well, it's another one, kind of like chimichurri, which is a Spanish sauce, comes from Catalonia, the Catalan region of Spain, it has dried tomatoes and nuts, usually almonds, and it can have anything else in there, hazelnuts, a red bell pepper.
It's a little more involved making this sauce.
Kind of, but actually it isn't.
Oh. Well, but I know, but you're a professional too.
Yeah.
But it's not difficult to make. It just takes a little more time.
But one of the things about a sauce like this is you can make it ahead, and it actually gets better as it ages up to a point.
And what do you like to use it for, a Romesco sauce?
Oh, you can use it on all kinds of
grilled
things. Grilled foods, especially. In Spain, they often use it on grilled vegetables, but grilled shrimp, grilled, anything you throw it on the grill.
Ginger cream sauce. I love the idea of this, but it seems like it's a sweet sauce, but it does have a little brown sugar in it.
Yeah, but very little.
And this would be good for fish too, and vegetables.
Same thing. It's kind of an all-purpose sauce, you know. Mm-hmm. That if you're looking for something that has,
I love that idea.
It's not so acidic and it's rich and all of that stuff. So
that's getting into. Now we're into a grapefruit sauce, and this not a dessert sauce, is it?
No, not at all.
Uses a little sugar, but it uses either chicken or duck stock and fresh grapefruit juice. A little bit. And I'm gonna cut.
So there's the little bit of sugar is to balance the grapefruit juice that's in there. And then you finish it with a little fresh grapefruit juice if you have it.
Okay, and this has some cream in it also.
Yeah, yeah.
And then miso lime cream sauce, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
And then the famous banha cauda. And this is perfect for the holidays, for
yes,
Christmas, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And it traditionally is used as a, if you, you know, I tease about it, but if for your wedding, if you got one of those little burners, you know, with a little bowl on top that you can kind of keep things warm, this mm-hmm. would be the perfect thing to do with that. Because it's more flavorful if it's warm. You can serve it at
lovely.
Room temperature, too. And it's really a dip for vegetables and bread.
Originated in Italy.
Yeah.
And so you have this out, and it's got anchovy fillets and garlic and black pepper, a little butter, lemon juice, and then you serve it warm. So that would be nice when you have a warmer for that.
Yeah.
And you dip your vegetables into that. We also have, I love saying this one, sauce and gribiche.
Gribiche.
Isn't that a beautiful word?
Yeah, it is.
And what's the story of this sauce?
Well, this was a sauce originally, we think, developed by Escoffier. And it was kind of, an all-purpose sauce that would go with anything, but traditionally served with fish of all kinds.
Is it too rich? Because it does have egg yolks.
It's kind of like you're making a mayonnaise when you're doing it. So that's the deal. But it has capers and cornichons that are chopped up and lots of herbs and things like that.
Well, we
it's like tartar sauce.
Like tartar sauce. Okay, but a fancier name.
Yeah.
We talked about the yum-yum sauce. And then what about this tuna sauce for pasta and dipping?
So this is the sauce that goes with, if you remember, it used to be very popular, and you hardly ever see it anymore, but the dish called vitello tonnato. And what it was braised or boiled veal.
Veal,
And a sauce
God.
You would then slice, and the sauce would go on the top. And it's done with, you use canned tuna to do it. And anchovies and capers and stuff like that. It's really good.
That's a classic sauce.
It is. But you could use it on anything. My favorite way to use it is on a grilled steak.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one more quickie before we take our break. Warm lemon sauce.
Yeah.
This is the famous Greek avogalemono sauce, which I really love.
It's
just stirring
this. Yeah, that's basically what you've done. So it's lemons and white wine and eggs and
you
egg
temper
yolks.
The eggs and over the stove.
Yeah.
And so there
and
it is.
And it thickens the egg yolks, it in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Well, this is the indispensable John Ash sauce package. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
These
are
like your master recipes, and I know our listeners will love starting to use those and elevate.
Well, I titled this thing Expanding the Repertoire because a lot of us get hung up with doing the same old sauce over and over again. Tomato sauce, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a world of other sauces out there.
A new year, a new sauce.
Yeah,
right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we're going to taste some fantastic barbecue from a brand new restaurant right here in Santa Rosa. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, and Chef John Ash.
Hi, everyone, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Please join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show, now live weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
If we don't talk about it, how are we going to fix it?
On Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Malm Fireplace Center, proud sponsor of the Golden State Warriors for over 10 years. Malm Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa has manufactured their own freestanding wood-burning fireplaces since 1960. Find your flame at Malm Fireplace Center, 369 Yolanda Avenue. On the web at malmfireplacecenter.com. Malm Fireplace Center, we satisfy your burning desires.
Agriculture is a seasonal business, and when you need cash for day-to-day expenses like fertilizer, seed, and payroll, turn to a lender that knows agriculture. American Ag Credit has you covered with operating loans and lines of credit with competitive rates and payment terms to match your operations cash flow. Get the funds you need when you need them and keep your operation moving forward. Visit agloan.com to learn more. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
COTS, Committee on the Shelterless, helps our neighbors who are experiencing homelessness to find and keep housing, increase self-sufficiency, and improve overall well-being. COTS provides financial assistance, transportation, mental health solutions, and case management. Committee on the Shelterless, COTS, believes everyone deserves a home. For help or to donate, visit COTS.org, COTS.org. This message is a service of Ongaro & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electrical, and Solar. Because we care.
It's Secret Santa time on Thursday, December 12th. Christmas elves from Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership will be at the Santa Rosa Plaza, taking donations until 7 p.m. for Sonoma County's Secret Santa program. Along with CVNL, corporate sponsor Friedman's Home Improvement, and our champion partner Redwood Credit Union, you can help ensure that kids, adults, and seniors in need receive presents or a helping hand this year. Come to Santa Rosa Plaza on Thursday, December 12th until 7 p.m. to help the Secret Santa program.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
SRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. It occurred to John and me when looking around that there are a lot, you know, a good selection of barbecue places. Healdsburg got a few. Guerneville, you go out there. Sebastopol's got some good ones. Petaluma. And west of Highway 101, there's a few barbecue restaurants in Santa Rosa. But then we were looking going, you know, barbecue is just almost non-existent east of Highway 101 in Santa Rosa. Yeah. Even going out to Sonoma, it's you don't find barbecue anymore.
And you used to. You know, there used to be a lot of little barbecue places around. I think that the thought is that barbecue has to be a tiny little place, little brick building, something like that. That's always the picture. But this one that we're going to talk about now is not a tiny little brick building.
No, it's not. It's the Downtown Barbecue in Santa Rosa. And Lowell Sheldon, thank you so much for coming in and joining John and me. It's nice to see you again.
It's great to be here.
So you had owned Towns before, which was before it was the 3rd Street Ale House. And Towns opened, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago or so, something like that?
It was just about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you closed that, and then you pivoted and opened up barbecue. And was this always in the back of your mind to someday do barbecue?
Not always. But for the last several years, it has been. Ever since doing Handline in Sebastopol, opening that up, I kind of fell in love with the more casual, fun spaces. And when this opportunity to take over the 3rd Street Ale Works building came around, we had a concept that we thought was the right thing, but you know, you can't get it right every time. So yeah. We gave it a shot, but in the end we realized that what really needed to happen, what downtown Santa Rosa really needed, was a space that could be energetic, fun, casual. So we flipped the concept. We felt barbecue was perfect for that. We put ping pong tables out. We have cornhole. We have 3rd Street Ale Works beers. And barbecue, you know, there, as you guys mentioned, there wasn't barbecue represented in downtown. There's been some great historic barbecue places in Santa Rosa, but they're not around anymore.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to just enliven the space with something that was approachable, that, yeah, everybody could come in, you know, whether you're in the police force or military, mm-hmm. Or, you know, working in Santa Rosa or coming from outside of town. It's just a really fun space, and we're really proud of it.
Well, I went a couple of weeks ago, unannounced. I didn't call you or say, I'm coming in. I said, let's just give it. No, my wife and I said, let's just give it a try and see if, well, I mean, to be very transparent, was I going to like it? And if I really liked it, I was going to have invite Lowell. And if I didn't like it, well, he wouldn't have heard from me.
Yeah.
Because that's how we do it on the show here.
Yeah.
And I thought, whoa, this is really seriously good barbecue. I grew up in Kentucky. I've eaten a lot of barbecue. And I was really impressed with the style of the barbecue. And I asked you, Lowell, to come in, please bring your barbecue chef. And you said, absolutely. And that's why we introduced Ghani Jackson. Ghani, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here.
This is really exciting to meet you. This is great. So you're back there in the pit.
So give us a little of your background. Where'd you learn?
Oh, man. Where did I learn? I've been barbecuing probably since I was like 11 years old. That's probably, I think, one of my first barbecue was hanging out with some friends and no one knew how to cook. So let's give it a whirl.
And you grew up in San Francisco.
Grew up in San Francisco. Bay Area, definitely. Bay Area kid.
So you checked out all the barbecue places
on
Sloat Avenue, Big Nate's.
Yep,
all did you ever eat there?
Yep.
Okay, so if you're a native, and I would say you're in your 40s or so.
Indeed.
Okay, so you know those places.
Yes.
That are around forever.
Absolutely.
And San Francisco has a great tradition down on Divisadero Street and Fillmore. We used to eat at a lot of these places, and they come and go too.
They do.
Right?
They do.
And over in Oakland too, we used to eat at a lot of barbecue in Oakland too.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
We've been kind of hurting for barbecue up here
in
Santa Rosa. So how did you guys hook? How did you find each other?
My mom lives up in Hopland, and a good friend of hers that owns a little restaurant called, what's it called?
Roxy's.
She was talking to Roxy, who owns the place, and Ghani and her know each other. So it was kind of a meeting in the middle, and then we were stayed in touch, and he jumped on board when our previous chef decided that it wasn't the right fit for him.
Well, this sounds like the right fit.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it's opening restaurants hard, so, you know, there's...
It's like, why would anybody open a restaurant?
Because you just love it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's why.
That's right.
So did you have to do retrofitting to transition from towns to this new concept of barbecue?
We did a lot of things. You know, we did a lot of hand painting of all the signage inside and outside. We changed up. We really wanted to celebrate like Western Sonoma County's kind of ag ranching traditions. So we have a lot of pictures from like I combed through like the library database on historic images of cattle ranching, celebrated. We have pictures of celebrating the. You know, the old roadhouses and in out in Valley Ford and in Stormy's and so we really wanted to kind of make that enliven the space with that. We have this incredible picture right inside the door of like cattle in front of the Flamingo Hotel. And that was what, the 70s or 60s, you know, there was still that
country.
Those things, you know, was still the intermingling of Santa Rosa. And you know, growing up here, you start to see all the development heading west, and you know the cattle being pushed further west, and mm-hmm. and so there really isn't much around Santa Rosa anymore until you get south to Petaluma.
Did you have to make modifications to the kitchen in order to just transition right to doing barbecue?
Not huge modifications.
We're already doing smoking at the
No,
towns?
we have a big smoker and it's outdoors.
Oh.
Luckily, there's a lot of space around the building. Most of the buildings are not occupied currently. So we have some free reign with that front. And then we had to bring in different equipment. You have to have these holding ovens that can kind of add moisture. So we have some really beautiful equipment to really keep the barbecue fresh.
Where did your equipment come from? Did you Did you make it? Or did,
No, not this one. Not this one, no. But we have a great J&R smoker that Lowell provided, and it's absolutely fun to work with. It's just, yeah, an amazing
hardwoods,
toy.
Hardwood?
Definitely hardwoods.
Okay. And yeah. So what time do you or your crew start to make these ribs?
For the ribs and things, we're, pretty early in the morning. We're getting there like 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, getting those things on. For our chickens or ribs and things like that. And brisket, pork shoulder take a little longer,
obviously. Now, brisket takes longer.
It takes a long time. It's a long time.
But 10, 12 hours, doesn't
it? Yes, yeah, depending on the size, the cut, you know.
And so are those started the night before? How do you?
Sometimes. It's kind of we fire off what we need when we need it. So that way we can ensure that we have freshness for our customers and all that kind of stuff. So.
And do you have a specific wood blend you're partial to?
Yeah, but I can't tell you those. Come on, guys.
That's great.
Do you use one wood for all of these items?
Oh, we do. We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a menu in front of us.
Right? Yeah.
That's like fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Always pit smoked from the heart. And here we have the United States of Barbecue served with pickled vegetables. Thank you. That was a really good choice. I enjoyed the pickled vegetables. Really cut through the smoke and the richness of the barbecue.
Absolutely.
And cornbread. Which I did have, and was a very good rendition of cornbread. Is that your recipe from Towns, or did you?
No, it's been developed among the cooks in Ghana in the kitchen. So,
well,
yeah.
It's good cornbread.
Fantastic.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So the menu is really fun. The way you've titled some of the dishes, the cowboy from hell, the Cluck Norris.
Right. Well,
you guys must have had fun putting those together.
Yeah, barbecue and beer go well together. The tradition of fun names, goes deep within the brewing history.
It's amazing
and barbecue
when
as well,
you just have a slightly altered state, how creative you can suddenly become. So let's just go through this. Texas brisket, and that's 10, 12 hours. That's to me, barbecuing a lot over the last 40, 45 years is the most challenging.
Yes, indeed. That's what makes it fun, though.
So would you talk a little bit about how one attacks a brisket? Because there's Texas style, there's Memphis style, and each of those is it the seasoning? Is it the...
The seasoning and also just the patience, right? You've got to be patient, and you got to let the smoke and the heat do its thing.
And do you buy a whole brisket? Do you start with a whole?
Yeah, we start with a whole brisket, trim it down where necessary, and get it in that smoker, and just let the magic happen.
It sounds so easy, doesn't it? But then there's the stall. After a while, that brisket just stops cooking
sometimes,
for some reason.
Sometimes, yeah.
So you got to pay attention to
Definitely.
So you got to really know what
to do.
You got to
trust the process.
You got to what?
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Yeah, that's a good way of saying
that's it.
You could say that about anything.
I guess so.
About life.
Right.
So we have the Texas brisket, and to me, the crispy ends are what I live and die for.
Me too. Those
burnt ends are beautiful.
The angel's cut right there.
Is that what they call
it? That's what I call it.
Angel's cut?
Yes.
That's great.
I like that. I've never heard that term. The Carolina pulled pork, they're really popular. I'm sure the sandwiches are really popular too, pulled pork sandwiches.
Absolutely. We just rolled out our newest sandwich is the brisket sandwich with horseradish sauce and a little bit of au jus to dip in. It's incredible.
Oh, that, I don't think that was on the menu when I came in
just a couple days ago.
Well, I'll be back. And Memphis ribs, how does that... There's different style of ribs. What is a Memphis rib?
Well, Memphis rib is more of a flatter rib. It's from the lower part of the rib cage from the pig.
Oh, it's a different cut.
Yeah, it's a different cut.
So I'm looking at them now. These are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're meaty, and they're seasoned. Mm-hmm. And you won't, of course, share your spice rub, will you?
Not today.
I don't think so. But now this is interesting. And what I really liked is many places serve baby back ribs, which I like. But this is a more substantial rib. This, they call it a St. Louis cut.
Yeah.
It's not a spare rib.
No.
It's different. So it's been trimmed down from the spare rib.
Correct.
But it's meaty, but it retains moisture. And that's when I tried these ribs, I was amazed how moist they were, because dry rubs should not be, the rib should not be dry.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's what happens when people don't really pay attention. The seasoning's great, and you bite in, and it's just too dry.
You're making me hungry.
I know. Okay, we're going to stop there. Let's take a break. And are you ready for a taste of ribs?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Lowell Sheldon is with us this morning. He's the owner of Downtown Barbecue. And Ghani, the chef Ghani Jackson, is with us this morning. And they brought in a platter of ribs. And we're going to taste some. We'll be right back.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor. And now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
The Cotati Farmers Market is proud to bring you the 9th Annual Cotati Shop and Stroll, Saturday, December 7th from 11 to 5 on Old Redwood Highway in downtown Cotati.
You'll find a vibrant marketplace with over 70 local artisans, farmers, and businesses welcoming you as you listen to live music all day. Enjoy caroling by the Ronard Park Chorale and music from Mariachi Juvenile Santa Rosa, Benjamin Glasgow, and Tommy Braceno. This family festive event features pictures with Santa, marble races at Heinz Signs, and a chance to win raffle prizes by playing Passport Bingo. Visit the Cotati Chamber of Commerce booth for beer and wine to sip as you stroll. It's a great way to start your holiday shopping. This is a benefit for the Cotati Farmers Market, so residents of Cotati have access to fresh local produce all summer long.
Sponsored by the City of Cotati, Recology, Stone's Throw, and Heinz Signs. Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
It's fall in the North Bay. Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected and dry. ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force. Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation? This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives. But let's not forget about your roof needs. ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected and dry year-round. More info at arsroofing.com. ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections with our community year-round.
Think smoke pollution is only a concern during wildfire season? Wood burning also creates smoke pollution, accounting for over one-third of all wintertime air pollution in the Bay Area, creating unhealthy air inside and outside your home. Protect the health of your family and neighbors by not burning wood. No matter the season, smoke is smoke. Sign up for alerts and do your part to spare the air.
SoCo Private Security is a local family-owned business based in Santa Rosa. The new management team has over five decades of security service. Whether you need fixed site, vehicle patrol, or special event security, SoCo Private Security can help. Shopping centers, HOAs, private residences, banks, hotels, and more have enjoyed peace of mind with SoCo Private Security since 2013. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodds with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. We got some areas of low clouds and fog in Sonoma County. Burn off most cloudy skies today, 62 from the high. Overnight tonight, more clouds for Sonoma County. We kick off our work week with more nice dry weather. Rain expected for next weekend. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, America's longest running radio food show, 38 years and happening. Santa Rosa, California is the place to be for great barbecue. Yeah. Downtown Barbecue in Santa Rosa. And we have the owner of the new barbecue shop, and that's Mr. Lowell Sheldon and his barbecue chef, and that's Ghani Jackson. And they've brought in some ribs for us to taste this morning. We're going through the menu, the ribs, the pulled pork, the brisket, chicken, of course, and downtown wings. How are the wings selling? They're doing good?
Yeah, the wings are very, very popular.
And are these, they're smoked? They're brined and then smoked?
They're brined, then smoked, and they come out delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Those sound like worthwhile trying.
Yeah.
But you also...
Well, you mentioned that you just started working with DoorDash, mm-hmm. so people can actually order these and get them delivered to their home.
Yeah, yeah. We have it all... Set up on DoorDash, and you can order like a party platter, you know, if you want to order the spread of everything. We're kind of still building it out, but we want people to be able to, you know, for Sunday, you know, order in the wings or whatever, and then just have
watch
have
football.
Or you can come down to Downtown Barbecue, and we got TVs, and we're always showing the games there, too. So
DoorDash is worth doing.
Absolutely.
You hear a lot of restaurateurs, they take such a big cut that they're not left with much money afterwards. You feel it's still worthwhile doing at this point?
I mean, it's what people want these days. You know, people want to order in, and mm-hmm. you know, and so we're here to give people
what they want.
You know, that's why we are in the restaurant business, to make people happy and to serve the community.
Find a way to make people happy.
That's right.
How do the fried dishes do? I noticed there's a Nashville hot fried chicken with pickles. Are people ordering that?
Yeah, that's a very, very popular sandwich there, the Cluck Norris.
Yeah, we take the breast, we brine it, and then we dip it in buttermilk, bread it, fry it, and then we have kind of our own like toasted chili kind of Nashville sauce. Then we do it on a nice Franco-American bun with sesame seeds, nice. Just a little bit of a campfire sauce, which is kind of our version of a Thousand Island type of sauce, special sauce with the pickles, real simple, but super, super moist.
So where would this go? 3 alarm, 4 alarm, 2 alarm?
It's not too hot.
No. It'd be like two.
Tell
three.
The truth.
It's like a 2.
Okay. Yeah. That's because I don't like the
that really hot.
Burning through my pants kind of stuff, you know? I don't like that stuff. Okay, so, and, you know, my wife had the smash burger, and she was very impressed with that smash burger.
It's simple, delicious, and it's a great price, $9. So we wanted to, you know, have some stuff that people could really just come in, you know, and get any time with their family. And so.
And also want to thank you for actually doing legitimate, real French fries. John and I go back and forth this. To me, I just dislike... frozen fries, I don't care how well they're done, and there's 1,000 different products out there, but your French fries really impressed me.
Good.
So it takes a little more work to do it, but nothing like a fresh spud.
Nothing like it.
Okay, we got that.
So what's coming?
What's coming?
Yeah, in terms of the menu. What things are you working on?
We just rolled out our brisket sandwich just a couple days ago.
That's not on this menu, is it?
No, that's not. I don't think it's on that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, just a few days ago we rolled that out, and we're toying with the idea of
what is the brisket sandwich? What is?
It's a smoked brisket on a sourdough roll with a horseradish sauce, some pickles and onions.
Okay.
With an au jus on the side to dip in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It is. It's actually really good.
And what are you toying with?
We're going to get into grinding our own sausage here soon.
Ah.
Yeah. And getting some hot links going.
Yeah. People like hot links.
So can I ask you, growing up in San Francisco, did you have favorite barbecue places that you went to?
We were just talking about that, Bledsoe's and Nate's, you know, barbecue and... You know, my family's always barbecued as well, so I'm always biased to the family, the family cookouts, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Oakland and eat barbecue?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
To me, the best barbecue in the Bay Area in history was Flint's.
Yes, Flint's was amazing.
Did you like Flint's?
I did like Flint's. I used to live in Oakland, actually, right there by the lake, so
we used to go to the original one on 14th Street.
Okay, yeah.
We loved that place. It was so good.
So why don't barbecue places last, do you think? Do people get tired of them, or
you know, that's a good question. It's always fun for me. It's a passion for me, so I enjoy getting up and cooking every day. So you know, that's fun for me. You know, I think sometimes places just lose their quality control. Maybe maybe a little burnout, or you know, a lot of barbecue places are mom and pop shops too. So you know, something can happen.
Well, your description earlier of your routine, it requires a lot of time.
It does. It does. Yeah. It does. So you got to enjoy it. You know?
Yeah.
What is the story of the dish, the barbecue taco dish, Wilbur Goes to Vietnam?
Well, we wanted to bring in some of those Asian flavors, so we do like an Asian slaw with the pulled pork.
Is there a Wilbur?
Wilbur is. Is there a Wilbur? Well, it's just a play on a pig.
Oh, name Wilbur the pig. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get it now. I'm a little slow sometimes. In Roadrunner, I get that one, the beep beep Southwest pulled chicken. Okay, we've taken care of that. And also, the sides. We cannot ignore the sides. Would you talk about your sides a little bit? The coleslaw, potatoes?
Yeah, for now, we wanted to just really hone in on the classics, you know, really get our each of those down, and then we're going to roll out some seasonal kind of sides as well.
Because your slaw was good.
Slaw is good.
I'm a fickler for slaw.
We do a brine on it, and then we kind of do kind of a classic.
There's so many bogus coleslaws out there. It's don't you agree?
Yeah.
People don't have, open up this package of something Safeway, pre-shredded, put some mayonnaise together. Please. I'm sorry. I take great pride in it.
I know.
Exactly.
So black-eyed peas are coming.
Maybe.
That's not possible.
Yeah. I didn't
try. We have the baked beans. We want to roll out, you know, like a Texas chili with some brisket ends in it and stuff like that. And then we, you know, some like roasted squash and, you know, different fun things, sides that will be more seasonally, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you have collard greens with ham hocks. I did not have a chance to that my appetite was satiated. So next time I'll do ham hocks. And thank you for having the legit collard greens and ham hocks.
And then we also, for dessert, we have our soft serve ice cream from Double A Dairy in Valley Forge.
And that was really interesting. People don't know. We had the Double A Dairy in Valley Forge on right when they started, when Andrew Zlot and his, we went out to the dairy also in Valley Forge and watched them make this out there. Yeah. It was some of the best dairy product I've ever had in my life. And the fact that you serve them is really exciting. So, vanilla, chocolate, swirl. But this is not just your regular soft serve.
No, no. It's got a beautiful flavor of kind of grass and kind of fresh milk flavor.
It's rich and creamy. So, thanks for having that on the menu. Sea salt, lemon, olive oil, orange olive oil, which I've never seen before. You're using an orange olive oil finish instead of lemon.
It's delicious on the ice cream with a little sea salt. So.
Right. And then when we come back, let's talk a little bit about your alcoholic, your booze program.
Yeah.
When we come back. Steve Garner and John Ash enjoy some barbecue. You can too. It's Downtown Barbecue on 3rd Street. Lowell Sheldon is with us, the owner. And Ghani Jackson, the chef in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Noons 3 to 6 on KSRO is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
License number 254603.
Hey everyone, I'm Danny from Gatelli Plumbing.
And I'm Laura Lee.
Oh, no you're not. You're Aunt Laura.
Okay, call me Aunt Laura.
We want to wish everyone the merriest of Christmases.
Absolutely. Oh, and thank you.
Yes, thank you for trusting Aunt Laura and me.
And all our awesome plumbers.
With your pipes and toilets.
Sinks and water heaters.
And all those drains.
No, really. Like a million drains.
So many drains.
Maybe there's more than a million?
I mean, it was a lot of drains.
I wonder how many drains we're gonna clear next year.
Well, there will be more, for sure.
More than a million?
Gotta be.
D-O-T-L-L-I, go tell me.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have a safe and happy new year.
Happy holidays, everyone. If you have drains, visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
Look.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact males.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Amy here from Amy's Roofing and Solar. What's going on with your electric bill these days?
Don't even.
It's crazy, right? Rates have gone up over 20% since last year.
Yikes!
Have you thought about getting solar? The average solar system pays for itself within 8 years. Solar lasts over 30, so that's more than 22 years of savings. Keep that money for yourself, right?
Yeah, I'd love not to give the utility company that money, but I don't think I'll be on my home that long, so I'm not sure it makes sense for me.
Ah, no problem. A house with solar sells for 3 to 5% more, so that means you could put solar on your house today and sell your house tomorrow, and the solar will still pay for itself. In the meantime, you're getting energy savings.
That sounds great, but do you know of any solar companies I can trust?
I may be biased, but me, Amy's Roofing and Solar, hands down, 5 stars on Google, give me a call, I answer the phone myself, and I have a bunch of helpful information on my website, amyrs.com. AMYRS.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, with the holidays right around the corner, of course we should be talking about barbecue, right? Traditional Christmas Hanukkah fair.
Right. Yep. Where does that appear?
Somewhere. So talk about your sauce. This is always an integral part of barbecue. Ghani, how did you come up with these recipes for your sauce?
Well, did a lot of digging in old cookbooks and what have you, looking for a really good, authentic, rustic sauce. I came across a recipe that was... produced in like the late 1800s, actually. It came out of the antebellum South. So I kind of took a couple stabs at it and modified it a little bit and updated it and kind of kept going with it. So
trial and error.
Trial and error, always.
So I know you're not going to give us the recipe, but what makes it good?
So we reduce the whole, our beer and vinegar. Uh-huh. And we just use tomato puree.
He's already revealed.
Yeah.
Tomato puree and beer.
And then a whole bunch of other things that I will not mention. But, it's...
Is there butter in the sauce?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he did tell me that, so I could ask questions. Did he tell me yes or no?
You'll get close.
So you have a spicy and a regular?
I do.
At that point. Well, I usually spicy I don't go for, but this is really a good spicy sauce.
So the question is that on the docket to... start selling sauces?
Absolutely.
Because I would think so, because the barbecue sauces that are on the market are pretty lame.
That's why I went with making my own, definitely, yeah.
Well, they're pretty much all high fructose corn syrup type sauces.
Exactly.
You taste one, they taste all, you get a row of sauces from Safeway or Lucky's, and they're going to taste pretty much identical.
Absolutely. We stay away from all of that fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. So talk about your booze program, Lowell.
Yeah, we brought in an amazing bar manager, Megan. She's been in Santa Rosa, kind of rocking the scene for many, many years. One of her close friends, Joel, who worked on 3rd Street for years. He's a Santa Rosa staple. He's also running the bar, and then we got a couple other great bartenders too. So yeah, we're focusing on Third Street beer. We just want to kind of keep that tradition alive. So we have all their beers on tap, and then we have some great fun cocktails that put together by the bar staff and Megan, and we have slushies, kind of frozen frozen margarita, frozen daiquiri kind of thing. So yeah, you know, perfect for playing some ping pong outdoors on a nice winter day.
Yeah,
it's been warm recently, so keep it up. But people have been out there playing ping pong and really enjoying themselves. So we're excited.
I was there for lunch, so I wasn't sampling cocktails because I had errands to run afterwards. But in the evening, this would be a quite nice place to kick back. And they're very creative, but I recognize actually everything that goes into your cocktails.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like at a science experiment,
which
is interesting. I get it, but sometimes too much experimentation is too much.
Or arcane ingredients that you've never heard of before, or alcohols that it's like, well, what's this?
Yeah, and I understand the need for keeping it fresh and experimenting and changing it up, but this is a condensed to the point, which I really like a lot, and you don't have to have 75 different cocktails on the menu. It's good. And are people buying the beer pretty much equal the beers and the cocktails?
And you know, wine is also great barbecue. Why not, right?
Is that a separate wine? Is that a separate list?
Yeah, we have a whole beverage list, and we have a bunch of great local winemakers. And so we're really proud of those relationships too. And you know, whether it's white or, you know, nice Cabernet or Zinfandel or Syrah.
So what goes with barbecue? What's your favorite wine? With barbecue.
I like rosé with everything.
Yeah.
the last thing that we really want to make sure everyone knows about is every day we're open from 3 to 6. We have happy hour, $5 martinis, $25 bottles of wine. So it's just an incredible price.
And we're really 7 days a week?
We're only open 5 days a week, Thursday through Monday. But when we do open 7 days, we'll have it open.
Okay, Thursday through Monday, happy hour 3 to 6. It's right downtown. You can park across the street. It's easy to walk across the street.
Uber.
Yeah. Oh, and also you're doing delivery.
We're doing the last 2 days.
We wish a lot of success. Gani, thank you for coming in.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And Lowell, good to see you again, too.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys.
John Ash, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
The same place in the KSRO kitchen.
And what do we talk about?
I don't know. No, okay. We've got some plans for you.
I know.
Tune in next week. It'll be worth your while.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility. It's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee-owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available, from pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas. You're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
Official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes.